The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Torway, Northwest London, Wednesday, 16th of September, Chof Zayin Elul, Zayin David Kon, Hilchas, Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Shechol B'Shabbos.
So, to take our thoughts possibly away from the lofty and far, is just to think practically on this year when Rosh Hashanah, today, Rosh Hashanah, first day of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, what dinim apply to Shabbos, to Rosh Hashanah that don't normally apply? The first thing, of course, is Yismuchu b'malchus, choshem l'shabbos, b'kari oinek. But the malchus, greatest malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shmir HaShabbos. Therefore, the dinim, because Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos this year, the dinim that apply, don't normally apply on an ordinary Rosh Hashanah. And on no other day than Rosh Hashanah, we should be even more careful of the dinim of Shabbos. What dinim have we got? I'm going to go through a few things that change because it's Shabbos. Things to be aware of. Possibly the first thing is that the dinim of Shabbos apply, although it's Yom Tov. Meaning, example, Boireh, the Malot din of Boireh are different on Shabbos as on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, it's got to be Miyad, Biyad, and Eichel Mitoch HaPseilis. You've got to take the good from the bad, come what may, even if it's much more difficult. You've got to take the good from the bad and not vice versa. You've also got to take it for immediate use. That's got to be miyad. And biyad, you mustn't use a utensil specially for the purpose. On Yom Tov, however, the din is different. You don't take the oichel from the pseilis. You take whichever one's easier. You must take whichever one's easier. So, for example, if you've got the simonim on Leil Rosh Hashanah and you've got a pomegranate and you've got some piss in between the pomegranate seeds, so what you'll do is, on the Yom Tov, you'll pull out the pomegranate pith in between the seeds, a nice bowl of seeds. Wonderful. Trade Yom Tov, have the Rosh Hashanah, Simonim on the table, fantastic. But on Shabbos, you've got to be careful. You can't pull out the pith from the seed. You can remove the peel from the pomegranate, but you've got to take the seeds away from the pit, and not vice versa. That's something on Shabbos. Similarly, you've got dates on Yom Tov, no problem at all. You take the pit, a stone, away from the dates, and you'll inspect them, no doubt, make sure they're clean, and then you'll use them. On Shabbos, depends. According to the Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter. Take the pit away from the date, as long as you're using it now. If you want to eat it now, you have to pay. But if you're preparing, the housewives are preparing in the kitchen to bring it, maybe whatever it is, some time beforehand, so then they mustn't take away the pit from the stone. They've got, according to the Chofetz Chaim, you can only do it for immediate use, then you're allowed to take the pit away from the date. According to the Chaznish, not allowed to do that. Because, unlike an orange, where the only way to get to the orange is to peel it, of course the dates, you can eat it from the outside. Only, you want to take away the pit. Chaznish says the normal dinim applies. You're not allowed to take the pit away from the date. You've got to take the date away from the pit. And therefore, the thing to do is, how do you do that? Very simply, you can open it up, you can slice it, but then, very simply, you need one for HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two hands. One to hold the date, one to hold the pit. Instead of pulling the pit away from the date, which is what you do on a weekday, keep your hand still, the one that's holding the date, and pull the date, one that's holding the pit, excuse me, and keep that one still, and pull your hand, which is holding the date, pull that away. Then you're taking the Eichel away from the Pseilis. So therefore, just to remember, the dinim of Shabbos apply, and surely the simonim should be simonim tevim that we're keeping the halachas of Shabbos to the boy, and Chas v'Shalom, we're not making that mistake, thinking it is Rosh Hashanah, like all Rosh Hashanahs, and to do what we're used to doing. That's possibly the first thing. As we know, fascinating din is that every Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow the shofar. Why don't we blow the shofar? It mentions in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Gimel. So Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Gimel. So there, Machaber says that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Ein Tokim for Erev Rosh Hashanah. Although these are dinim, ein notim apayim, no tachanun, but also ein tokim be'erev Rosh Hashanah. Why don't we blow an Erev Rosh Hashanah? There's the Mishnah Berurah lahafzik, to make a distinction between the tekiyas, he says, the rishus. When we blow an elul, it's a minig, but relatively rishus. The tekiyas to chayva, where there's an obligation, Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the e'af kishachal yoyim rishen, Shel Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos, like this year, where there's no reason for distinction, because you're blowing on Sunday, second day of Rosh Hashanah, you'll have Shabbos as your distinction between the two. You're not blowing on Shabbos. So why do you need not to blow the shofar on Friday, Erev Rosh Hashanah? There's no need for distinction. Nonetheless, ain't tokim per Erev Shabbos. Why? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say. But in the Shav Tzion, he says, Kivan she'omrim Zichrein Trua, because instead of Yom Trua, we say Zichrein Trua, Have K'moi Tzkiya. Come back to that maybe a little bit later. That's like a Tzkiya. But in practice, we don't blow the Shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah again, just like every other year, although it's Shabbos and we're not going to blow on Shabbos. Of course, a simple din, just mention it, Midei Dabri Boy, is that we got Vayechulu and Mein Sheva on because it is Shabbos, and therefore that is included into the Rosh Hashanah davening. Now, Tashlich mentions that some have the minhag in Tov Kuf Pei Gimel. So at the end, the Ramah brings that the Holchim El Hano Loma Pasuk the Tashlich Mitzvah Yom Kol Chatzis Seinu. From what I see, those people say a lot more than just that. The Tzilah Tashlich. As the Mishnah Berurah brings the Ketzas Mekomos, and London seems to be a mokim which is Ketzas Mekomos. That's what we seem to be doing. Ro'isi k'shachal yoyim Mishnah b'Shabbos, when first day of Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, ho'lchim b'nei b'sheni l'nohor. We will leave it till second day of Rosh Hashanah. What's the reason for it? For efsha, mipnei shano chutz le'ir, mishum ho'itzor, because there's a concern, you'll forget it, Shabbos, and you'll carry your machzor to the water. You don't know Tashlich by heart. She knows him, so he says Svarim, the Chadoma, you take Svarim, etc. Lokach, Holchim, B'yom Sheni. So the minhag, as far as I know, everywhere in London, all I know is that we say, we go to the river, second day, Tashlich, second day Rosh Hashanah, not first day Rosh Hashanah.
And the problem, if you can go to the river.
Right.
Inside the
tchum. But outside of the little village, the stomach, what he means is there was an
eruv.
Sorry?
That means you can go there, but you can't carry.
Correct. Yeah, sure. You've got places that you can go, but you can't carry. Yeah, that's the reason. We're worried, the same as we don't blow the shofar, we're worried that somebody will come to carry the shofar and ask a rov. The same here. He'll take his siddur, forget himself, forget that it is Shabbos, through the great Hisoros and Rosh Hashanah, he'll forget it's Shabbos and have another Avera to say Tashlich for when he gets there. In order to avoid that, that's the, yeah.
Isn't a very well established and accepted error?
Right.
If there were to be a well established, accepted
error, we still don't blow the shofar on Shabbos.
No, I'm talking about it.
Exactly, but that's what I was answering.
Oh, I say the
to
same. We are
yeah,
the same.
Exactly the same.
Still
don't blow the shofar, and therefore that's it. Yes, it makes no difference. It makes no difference.
Even if there's a very well established and accepted.
Even if there were to be. then that would be the deal. Yes, correct.
Okay.
All right. So here we are. So that's what's mentioned. Now, let's go on to the next. So the next thing we've got is we don't say the Ramah mentions. In Again, there's more mentions in Tov Kuf Pei Dalet, let's go Kaseda, there are more mentions in Tov Kuf Pei Dalet, that when it falls, when Hashem falls on Shabbos, then, he says, the Noegim Noim Alvinu Malkeinu in a normal year, Al HaSeda Ve'imu Shabbos, Ein Imru Moisei, we don't say Alvinu Malkeinu. Why don't we say Alvinu Malkeinu? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tam Shein Sholim Tzorochim B'Shabbos. We don't ask our personal needs on Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'in Olam Abba. We'll be in Olam Abba. In Olam Abba, we're lacking nothing. Therefore, Shabbos is Me'in Olam Abba. We don't ask our Tzorochim, as is well known. But after Shechal Rosh Hashanah, but Erev Shabbos B'Mincha, even with Rosh Hashanah falls in Erev Shabbos, how can that be? Can't fall in Erev Shabbos, can it? Falls on Thursday, second day is Friday. So then, in Mincha, Ein Omrim, we also say, Ein Omrim Avinu Malkeinu. So we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. So now the question is, we're not going to say Avinu Malkeinu, we're not going to say Hashem, Hashem, Kel Racham, Machanam for the same reason. Now the question is, what about a person comes to Rosh Hashanah, Imlaach Shoremosai, somebody's got a whole shopping list of requests, the Vainish Leilam, Yehimadin, going to be decided for the whole year, what do we do on Shabbos? What happens? What happens on Shabbos? Are we allowed to ask a personal bakasha? Yes. Fascinating, yes?
Distinction between public and private.
Interesting. I don't know whether that's quite the answer. You're quite right that there is a distinction. You're saying Avinu Malkeinu, but if you say Avinu Malkeinu quietly on your own, you're at home. There's nobody else there.
Only
after the shofar.
It would be a public pleading.
Right. And if you're at home, what would you say then? Could you say Avinu Malkeinu? There's nobody around.
We are saying
yes? What about all those other bakashas that we're saying, the extra things for Rosh Hashanah? Yes?
Not
other things we're asking, yes?
No, I was going to say that those that we got, you know,
yes,
etc., are so closely associated in our minds,
yes,
and hearts.
Yes.
Public with civil things. Probably should not.
You're not far off.
Not privately.
See in a moment.
But in one's own private, you know.
Right.
If you want to do it in your own words, then...
Okay. So in Simon Reish Peches, in Hilcha Shabbat, Simon Reish Peches, he talks about somebody who fasts on Shabbat, got a Talis Chaloim on Shabbat. The din is, HaMis'aneh B'Shabbat, somebody who fasts on Shabbat, Oime Aneinu, after he finishes his davening, says the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Kos v'achroinim, Mishnah Berurah, Tif Kotel Chof Beis, Kos v'achroinim, Zemut leim b'Shabbos, Elokai ad shleino tzar tzi eini kadai. What we say on Yom Kippur, before Elokai mitzoy, l'shoni meiro, we say, Elokai ad shleino tzar tzi eini kadai. That you can say, and yil rotzim, the eini os v'sheilis tzarochov, elo, it's only forbidden to ask your personal request. If you ask because somebody is terribly unwell, or somebody is in dire straits, these are bakashas which are reminiscent of genuine pain and sorrow and distress. Somebody who's got regrets for his averus or for mitzvahs he didn't do, that's okay. In fact, the Eliyahu Rabbah mentioned that normally on Shabbos, when you say somebody's unwell, Zman L'Islam, you say a Mishaberach. Say Mishaberach for a Chayla. You've got to say Shabbos Yimelizot for a Kroven Ovel. You're not allowed to ask for Bakoshas on Shabbos. You say that so-and-so is unwell, you're not allowed to daven for him, but Shabbos, he... The day of Shabbos is a time of abstention, Shabbosi, milizek, from calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask for a refuah shleima, and in that course, refuah krei lovin. That's what that expression means. So the Eliyahu Rabbah, when on Rosh Hashanah, by the way, Rosh Hashanah every year is Yom Tov. It's always on Yom Tov every year, yes, Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, also you're not supposed to ask your personal tzroch. But on Rosh Hashanah, the Eliyahu Rabbah says, you don't have to say Shabbos if you're a gabber, or you know someone is a gabber, you better give them a little tip that on Rosh Hashanah, you don't need to say Shabbosi Melizok, Yontafi Melizok, before Krov Elohi, as you would normally say on a Yontas. However, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, so then you do say Shabbosi Melizok, before Krov Elohi. But the din is really that Rosh Hashanah, why don't you say Shabbosi Melizok? Why don't you say Rosh Hashanah? Why don't you say Yontafi Melizok, before Krov Elohi? The reason is because Rosh Hashanah is a time for tefillah. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are times for tefillah. And therefore, you even on Rosh Hashanah, and I'm not mistaken, Eliyahu Rabbah says even this year that it falls on Shabbos, you don't have to say either Shabbosi Melizok for Krov Elohi either. You don't have to, because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are days of tefillah. And
Kol Halashon.
Therefore, there is no issa to ask your personal bakashas either. I didn't find any other source for it, but in the Piskei Tshuvas there, he brings, it makes a lot of sense. He says, Ovinu Malkeinu and Hashem Hashem are tefillahs that were instigated specifically all year round for a time of sorrow for the tzibur. That's it. So kind of you won't sorrow, a time of sorrow for the tzibur. And therefore, saying Ovinu Malkeinu and Hashem Hashem is reminiscent of a sorrow of the tzibur. And therefore, that's what we're not allowed to say on Shabbos, although we do say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Remember, Yom Kippur is also Shabbos. It has all the dinim of Shabbos. Yet, it's still a difference when it falls on Shabbos and it doesn't. But Hashem Hashem and Ovinu Malkeinu, we don't say when it's Shabbos, because that's reminiscent of a public sorrow. And that's not true. But a private, somebody has a heartfelt bakosha, yomin neroim are the times for that. And therefore, there's no issa to ask for your personal bakoshas, even though it is Shabbos. However, there's the general question about whether one should ask for personal bakoshas on Rosh Hashanah. Machlokes about it, because the Zohar says, someone who asks for his personal bakoshas on Rosh Hashanah is doimen a kerev, hoime hav. A dog comes along, there's a grand ceremony, coronation of the king, and person with a bit of finesse, isn't coming along with their own. They come along to concentrate on the grandeur, on the glory, on the kingship of the coronation. Not coming along to say, come on, give me this, give me that, give me the other. So therefore, the Zohar says this is not the time to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for personal requests. One should focus on the other hand, others say, Rosh Hashanah, this is when the Sforim are Sukhim Rechonos, and therefore, what can you do? One great person, Rabbi Yehuda Adas, Shlita, the Rosh Hashivas in Yerushalayim, he said to me once, what can I do? He says, I need these requests. I have these HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. All right, if I have to ask for them like a killer, I'll be like a killer, but I need to get in my request.
If not now, when?
Others say, look, there's a simple answer, which is what I generally like to advise. If you come along to the Shpokel, and generally, this is our status, anything that we ask for is for Avodas Hashem. Ask the Shpokel for Gazul, that we can serve the Shpokel better. Panosa, that we shouldn't have the worries. We can be able to have our minds can be clear and free to focus on doing the mitzvahs better, etc., etc. Anything that we ask for in truth is an evidence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, someone who stands in the king's palace and puts in a request for the year's allocation of his department, that's not good. That's not ignoring the malchus. That is focusing on the malchus, and therefore to put in requests. Even on Shabbos, even on Rosh Hashanah every year, with the intention that Hashem, if you give me this, what will I do with it? I'll serve you better. I'll be a better Eved to the Melech. Surely that's part of Malchus, and that's no problem with the Zohar. Just one second.
Is there
a sense
that, not for the time, it's more talk? It's true.
Zochrein Lechaim is really Ruchnius. Chaim as opposed to Chaim Tovin, the Vilagon, and therefore Sorry?
Demetel
the mantra. 100%. The Ruchni is the mantra. That's part of the mantra. That's part of being an Eved Ne'eman that could have spoken 100%. But the highest saving afterwards is. And therefore, we ask the Parnassah. We ask the Parnassah in the interstate also. So therefore, certainly, one's allowed to think what one wishes when one's saying the words the Chazal instigates as part of our tefillahs. That's definitely more. Okay. Now, also other things that there's also other dinim that we've got over here is...
Is that what you have said? It depends very much on if it's perfect or good enough.
Right.
Because the intention is crucial in the intention.
Yes, no, absolutely.
So
if you're thinking...
You're asking for the right intention with the right intention.
Your malchus, that's the idea. Question is, are you focusing on the malchus or are you focusing on yourself? Not the end of the world, because in a way, by realizing that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also focusing on the malchus. But let me just go through a couple more things and as far as the din of the Shabbos, and that is that Tzidkos Chatzedek, just simple, do we say Tzidkos Chatzedek on Shabbos afternoon, first day of Rosh Hashanah, do we or don't we? Do you say? You don't say. Do you say? It's a machlokes, yeah? You say it's machlokes, usually okay. But here it's a machlokes between the Chav and the Ramah. See, in Simon, Tovkov Tzariches, Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, Oimrim Tzidkoscha B'Mincha. So the Machab says the Ramah, V'yesh Oimrim Shalein Oimroi, V'chein Onu Ne'agim. So the meaning is, there's a machlokes bruised in the Beis HaMedrash, whether you should be saying or you shouldn't be saying, the machlokes, the Ramah says, that V'chein Onu Ne'agim, that we don't say it. That's what it is. Why? On the one hand, it is a yontif, and therefore we shouldn't say it because it's a yom she'ein omi b'itachnum. It's sheni, it is the day of tzedek. It's the day of tzedek. It's the day when, of, and therefore, yom adin, and therefore, on shuf. At the minute, there we are, mechaber, and the ramah, the minig is, that the ramah says the minig is not to say it. Now, an interesting question, when it comes to not blowing the shofar on Shabbos. Fascinating concept. The Mishnah Berurah says, so the reason why we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos, how can we not blow the shofar on Shabbos? Either the Gemara, well-known, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Kol Shana, on Rabbi Yitzchok, Kol Shana, he says, Sherosha B'tchilos, it's Asheris the Sefer, any year where one is, where it's poor in the beginning of the year, will be rich at the end. What does it mean? Doesn't mean rich, poor, is anyone who makes himself, who comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedalim, Ucharashim, we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, humble, and subjugate ourselves to the Rotsan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miss Asheris the Sefer, we'll see at the end of the year, this was an incredibly prosperous year. Same Rabbi Yitzchok says, Kol Shama She'ein Teikim No B'Tchilasa, any year where we don't blow on Rosh Hashanah, Miriam lo the sefer. Oy vey, because he didn't blow the tekiah, you'd have to blow a trua. Trua is a sign of weeping, of crying. That's what he says. My timer. So lo yarba sotan, because the sotan wasn't confused. The sotan was left at large, and as a result, he was able to be makatrik to accuse Klal Yisrael. Says Tosfos. So what happens this year? How can we koach nefesh? How can we listen to the din rabbanon not to blow the shofar? Doch pikuach nefesh, the sotan is unleashed. So Tosfos says the following. Tosfos says mefarish. This is a Gemara in Tezayin Mavez. Tosfos Maskel Shein. He explains mefarish ba'alochas gedolus. The Hilchas Gedolus explains love the mikla b'shabata. We're not talking about Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos. That's not what Rabbi Yitzchok is saying. The Enak is saying, taking the Marine of a Sefer, it'll end in tears at the end of the year. No, he says, Elot is Yalid Unsa. Well, for some reason, you are unable to blow. But not because you didn't blow, because it's Shabbos. The text doesn't explain why. Doesn't bring why. What's the reason for it? Does anyone know? Ilam Isley didn't blow.
I think it says because of Shabbos.
Oh, so the Schuss of Shabbos, what does that mean? Schuss of Shabbos?
That's great.
Right. Aye, Lemaisa, you didn't blow. Didn't do the mitzvah. How does it work? Of course it's right. There's an interesting din. There's a din, first of all, in Gemara in Shabbos Daf Dalet. If you go to Tabun, or you go to the Bukhari Shuk, you see how they make pitot. They take dough, and they slap it on the side of the oven. So there's a din in the Gemara Daf Dalet about there's an Issa Rediyah Sapas on Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses what happened. Somebody forgot it was Shabbos, or he did it, but maybe it even. And he did shuvah, and he wants, before it bakes, he wants to pull it off. Can he remove the dough before it bakes on Shabbos? So there's an issa deraisa, issa menato to bake, melocha, and then issa rabbanon to remove it. So what does he do? So the Gemara debates whether we say chatek and chavelcha or not. Can you do an aveira in order to save yourself from another aveira? Can you do that? Or to somebody else? That's not what you mean. Of course, but the Shpoch says don't bake on Shabbos. The Chachomis say don't remove it. Who should we listen to? Of course, listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take it away quickly to stop that your action being the action of baking bread. So Taisa says no. If the Chachomim tell us not to do it, and the only reason why we didn't remove it was because of the Chachomim, so then we're not culpable for the action of the bread baking, because wasn't that we would have taken it away? The Chachom said no. So fascinating. So that would seem as well that if a person wanted to blow the shofar, they're standing here, Muchon and Zuman to blow the shofar, and the Chachomim say no, the pshat is we're ready to do Hashem's mitzvahs. That's not turning our back on Tekiyah Shofar, for which we're told over there. And therefore, maybe that's the reason we don't do that. The schos, so to speak, of that, the same as we say Shabbos Yimelizik, the schos Kregelov, we're not davening for Cholim because of the schos of Shabbos, but therefore, and in that schos, the Shabbos will be, the Cholim will be healed because we're keeping Shabbos properly. The same is true, there's no greater protection against the Sotan than keeping the Dinim, and we've been told not to, we're not doing it because we're lazy. No, you don't say Lover Shemayim. That's what was it called? The Torah was given. The Torah was given to us. Yeah, no, it's not. That's not Lover Shemayim. The Torah was given to us from Shemayim in order that we should keep it. But possibly it's like this. According to the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah said, you know why we don't blow the shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah? Because I would on the Erev Rosh Hashanah, even when it falls on Shabbos, I will not be able to blow it on Shabbos. So we say Zichron Tzruah, to this we blow. What's going on? We didn't go to the Shofar. So it's clear there was words of the Chofetz Chaim there in the Sha'at Tzion are that the whole purpose of blowing the Shofar is in order to wake us up, to do tshuva, to remember all the things that the Shofar is supposed to remind us of, the Shuvah, the Yimadin, the Imam Lechakodesh Baruch Hu, Matan Torah, that we should remember to do all the mitzvahs, Chiyas HaMeisim, etc., the Neviim, the Warlach, etc., as in the Sadigon, the 10 things that he mentions over there. Now, when we say Natfilas, it's a Zichron, Yom Teruah, we remember the message. The Shofar doesn't do anything, the Shofar only does something if we respond and take the message and make a difference accordingly. Then the shofar's some use. It's not some magic, you blow the shofar and it changes from din to rachamim. It's what goes on in our minds when we take the message of the shofar and adjust accordingly. That's the source of the shofar. So we say the word zichron yom teruah and we taka remember that this is better than the yom teruah and we should be blowing. I imagine, use a per hadimion. Imagine we're blowing, why are we blowing the shofar? What's the shofar to remind us? Oh, you've got to remember the tshuva, got to remember, Kadosh Baruch Hu was the melech, etc. Remember to keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah, have a sinai in the shofar, remember to daven for Moshiach Tzidkenu, to have a shofar gadol, etc., etc. Zichron Yom Teruah, that is going to bring about an effect within us, which is going to protect us from the Satan, and that will, what's the Satan? The Satan is within us. Is that even inclination? That will be taken away. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, when we say the word Zichron Teruah, it's tantamount to blowing the shofar, so much so that we have to make a break on Erev Rosh Hashanah, even when it's Friday, between the real tekiyas of Minug and the virtual tekiyas on Shabbos of Zichron Teruah, of mentioning the word Zichron Teruah. So when you daven, you say those words, that word Zichron Yom Teruah, one's going to stand there and imagine one's listening to the shofar and take the message of the shofar, internalize it, and strengthen ourselves accordingly, strengthen our resolve. And that's what it is, because keeping the Shabbos is yisrochum, just for the point of blowing the shofar, to accept wholeheartedly Hashem's malchus upon us. And when we do that, that's the zchus v'yom hadin, that the Shabbos will add as well yisrochum v'malchus. And therefore, when we say this, then the simcha of accepting willingly and the sense of privilege that the shofar's malchus and everything that goes with it as a result of it, that itself is the zchus and the Hashem, and that will take away the sotan, not just for Shabbos, but for the whole year, mitzvah Hashem, and in mitzvah Hashem it will be a year which is Rosh HaBetchilosa, Nevuch, as it is a bit Rosh HaBetchilosa, isn't it, standing there, Nevuch, we're all, with all the problems, with all the problems the world's in, but in mitzvah Hashem, it will be mitzvah Hashem, it's the Sefer, mitzvah Hashem, a good event to yell for one.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.